at the end of a full and fruitful life. The man who said it pleased God to reveal his Son in me is crying out that I may know him, which must indicate that with all he had experienced and seen, even being caught up into the third heaven, he knows nothing yet compared with what there is to be known. It's humbling to see that we too know so little, that our constant cry should be the same, that I may know you. God answers such a heartfelt prayer. He loves to make things real in our experience, not just theory, which we looked at previously, but authenticity, reality. He fleshes it out. He loves to make it real in our everyday life. What he's shown us in a place of quiet devotion, so it is that place we need to look at first, where we need to review how we see him. So let's recap. We've discovered that nothing comes to us in a place of rush or hurry. We must slow down. We are here to learn of him. He's different from us. We need to learn how he likes to order things in the world of his heart, to live out the law of the kingdom, the royal law of love, in our everyday lives. To do these things, we need to learn how to stay, dwell and remain where he's put us, to be still, to remain where he's put us, in Christ. Become ever more conscious of his indwelling us and our dwelling in him and being a partaker of his nature. We are discovering how to turn and yield our hearts to him throughout the day, staying connected, learning to remain joyful and thankful no matter what our circumstances may look at like. We are discovering we have an internal well of anointing which he fills in our quiet time with him. So the first essential to a deeper life in the Spirit is spending quality time with him. We all have the same 24 hours. It depends on how we divide them. It's called priorities. Time to review ours and put him first. So we begin to see all of our life through the eyes of his goodness. In the secret place, you and him alone, in solitude, silence, stillness, simplicity, where surrender and submission are all to be found. But here's the but, and it's the D word. It's a discipline. You won't get anywhere without it. It's conditional. As you spend time with me, I will reveal myself and my favour towards you. Irresistible. You are my treasured possession. Welcome to the secret place of his desire and intention towards you. I will allure her. Are you ready to be allured? Sure? Then collect your hard hat here. Fasten your seatbelt. Let's go. Nothing will ever be the same again. He's restoring the creator-creature relationship.